Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome. Welcome to Victory Against All Odds on Block Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Please call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know we are on the air live right here on Block Talk Radio. Today is Monday, May the 28th, 2010. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening, those in the chat room, Brother Dre, Prophetess Desiree, TLO Ministries is represented, Empowerment Place is represented, and those that are listening. I just want to say thank each and every one of you for joining me this afternoon. If this is your first time joining me, Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for the family where we talk about some of the struggles that families face as it relates to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. This also leads to discussions that may come up as a result of the residue from these life issues. So let's talk. Please grab pen and paper so you can write down some important information. My email address is odds, O-D-D-S, underscore, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Again, that's odds. O, D as in dog, S, underscore, against, A-G-A-I-N-S-T, underscore, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You may email me, and if you do, please simply put on the subject line, capital V, capital A, capital A, capital O. You may also leave me a confidential voicemail message if you like, if you're requesting prayer, if you just need someone to talk to, or you would like for me to be a guest on your show, please call me at 641-715-3900. Access code is 343-658-pound. Again, that's 641-715-3900. Access code is 343-658-pound. And you may leave a message. My website address is www.oddsagainstyou.webs.com. Again, that's www.oddsagainstyou.webs.com. And simply go to the contact tab and leave your comment, concern, and I will respond accordingly. Again, I wanted to say thank you for stopping by. And I want to dedicate this particular broadcast to Memorial Day and our fallen soldiers as we celebrate Memorial Day. But before I start there, I also wanted to say I hope each and every one of you had a wonderful Pentecost Sunday and hope that you were blessed as well. As we talk about Memorial Day, first of all, we all know that Memorial Day is a federal holiday, but how much history do you really know? Where did Memorial Day come from? And I was curious, and I wanted to know. So we know that it is a federal holiday observed annually in the United States on the last Monday of May. Memorial Day is a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving in the United States. Armed Forces, formerly known as Decoration Day. So that was the original name before we call it what we know now. Well, how did it get that way? It originated after the American Civil War to commemorate the Union soldiers who died in the Civil War. By the 20th century, Memorial Day had been expanded to honor all the Americans who had died in all the wars, so it just wasn't inclusive to the Civil War. They opened it up to all wars and honored all Americans. And I thought that was very interesting. It typically marks the start of the summer vacation season, while Labor Day, of course, we know, ends the summer vacation season. And we know that as we observe, a lot of times what happens on Memorial Day, many people visit the cemeteries and memorials, particularly to honor those who had died in the military services, and many volunteers placed the American flag on each grave at the National Cemetery. And as a little girl, I know I always wondered, how did they get all those flags on all those cemeteries, especially when I lived in Washington, D.C. Well, I found out because my children was one of the ones who put those flags on the cemeteries, even right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So it's the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts who actually put those flags out. So that was a very interesting tidbit to know. By the early 20th century, Memorial Day was an occasion for many general expressions of memory as people visited the graves of their deceased relatives in church cemeteries, whether they had served in the military or not. It's also become a long weekend, increasingly devoted to shopping, family gatherings, fireworks, trips to the beach, national media events such as the Indianapolis 500, which was held in like 1911 on the Sunday of the Memorial Day weekend. Annual Decoration Day for particular cemeteries were held on Sundays in the late spring and the early summer for some rural areas of the American South. But what I thought was very interesting, I wanted to give you some dates and some times. The preferred name for the holiday gradually changed from Decoration Day, which is what it was originally named, to Memorial Day, which was first used in 1882. It did not become more commonly until after World War II and was not declared the official name by the federal law until 1967. On June the 28th, 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which moved four holidays, including Memorial Day, from their traditional date to a specified Monday in order to create a convenient three-day weekend. How thoughtful, because I certainly have enjoyed. The change moved Memorial Day from its traditional, which is May 30th, actually, to the last Monday in May, and the law took effect at the federal level in 1971. So after some initial confusion and unwillingness to comply, all 50 states adopted the Congress change of the date within a few years. So I thought that was very interesting, some very interesting history. Memorial Day ensures as a holiday which most business observe because it marks the unofficial beginning of summer, which we talked about earlier. And then the veterans of foreign war and sons of Union veterans of the Civil War advocate returning to the original date, although the significance of the date is contentious. The veterans of foreign wars stated in a 2002 Memorial Day address that changing the date merely to create a three-day weekend has undermined the very meaning of that day. So there are those who still, I guess, fight that change in that law. No doubt this has contributed to a lot of the general public's nonchalant observance of Memorial Day. So it sounds like they feel that people aren't really taking a hold of the meaning of Memorial Day. So those were some of the some just a little bit of tidbit on where Memorial Day came from, what the original name was, and as we stay on the topic, of course, you know, we're now on that third tier as we talk about community support. So if the Lord allows me to, I'm going to somehow tie all of this in together as we talk about Memorial Day, as we talk about domestic violence, and also keep in line with our community support. Y'all pray, because it's going to happen somehow or another. And then we are going to pray. So that's where you all come in, because we're all going to do this together. But before I proceed, I wanted to just read some poems that I found as it relates to fallen soldiers, men and women, in the Army, in the military. And then we'll further on in greater detail. We'll go deep. The name of this poem is called A Strange Reunion. And the poem is written by Ed Poynter, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, and it goes like this. It's strange seeing you like this. Oh, let me say this before I proceed. This particular poem was based on a friend's grave that he saw in one of the military cemeteries for the first time. He was at the particular cemetery, visiting and found his particular friend's grave. And this is his conversation to his friend. "It's strange seeing you like this. I know you're not actually here. Even that last time I saw you, held you, carried you, you were not actually there. The time before that, you waved. You grinned as you shouldered your pack. Good luck, mate, I called. Go carefully. I never thought you would come back. This hewn marble over your head tells me a little about you. I can read that you were beloved, son, brother, friend. I can read your rank, your name, your age. I'm older than you now. That's strange. I can see that you were a soldier, a rifleman, a Jew. But I cannot see you laugh, your smile. I cannot see you. You were more than the sum of all these parts. You were you. You. You and you. You are there in the moment of life when all is good. You kept good company and still do. You live on in all of us whose lives you touched, and we love you." And that's the end of that poem. And I thought that was rather interesting conversation that he had with his friend at the Memorial Cemetery. And then there's another one I would like to read. This was, this particular poem came from the same author. And I guess this was in the summer of 2009, and that particular time, the company lost 11 men. At that particular time in Afghan, so this was the Afghan War, and so it reads, "Another man down." And you know, we lost a lot of soldiers in Afghanistan. Death comes again in a gut-wrenching roll of thunder that rages and echoes through valleys and cracked mud compounds and turn men inside out. Walls shake and vibrate and dust clouds rise and mud bricks and dust fall from ceilings to floor. Dust meets dust, for out of it waste thou taken, for dust thou art and unto dust shall thou return. A man, though sacredly a man, helped to gather and carry what remained of five friends whose guts and blood had spilled onto the dispassionate dust of an Afghan alley. Now, 22 months later, he swings gently in a breeze that carries only the coo of wood pigeons and the steady hum of the early morning traffic on the A-429. Wow. These are just, I guess, some poems and some thoughts that one's had as they were sharing their loss and as it pertains to their friends. Now I wanted to proceed. As we talk about the military, we've already established where how the military was birthed and a little bit history of the military. Now I want to talk about domestic violence, and so I want to shift our mindset for just a moment, if you will allow me to, and talk about, and so my question, I guess, to the listening audience is, what happened? Because what I want to do right now is kind of establish what core is, what kinds of support, if you allow me to say that, has been put in place for military. What I discovered in my research is that there is what they call a defense task force on domestic violence that was established in 1999 for domestic violence as it concerns the military. But before we get there, I want to talk about what the core values of the military service is, so then we can talk about domestic violence and what happened to that core. So let's look at this. Each of the four branches of the military, which is the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force, have core values that build the foundation of trust, leadership upon which our strength is based, their strength is based. Members of the services are expected to live them every day in everything that they do. Does this sound familiar? Core values inspire us to do our very best at all times. While specific to each branch of service, the core values have much in common. But here are the breakdown in terms of the differences. Here is the Army. We're going to do Army first. Army's core value is loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. And if you're writing, I'll say it again. Loyalty, duty, respect. Sorry. Selfless service, honor, integrity, personal courage. Navy and Marine Corps is honor, courage, and commitment. And the Air Force is integrity first, order. I hear order here. Service before self and excellence in all we do. Again, integrity is first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. Within these broad statements of expectation that each service member will act in a way that upholds related values, such as respect for human dignity, accountability for his or her own actions, and holding their own accountability for their actions, willingness to do what is right, even at high personal cost, and mutual respect and openness. Now, when we talk about this, I hear a lot of what we as the body of believers, these are some of our core values, and not just the body of believers, just in general. I see you, Brother Jackson. These are the values that we all as just humankind need to uphold, but they take a special oath, if you will. So when we talk about domestic violence, sounds like there's a breakdown that happened. But before we get into that, I want to just kind of talk about, again, going back to the task force that was put in place back in 1999. Now, this is what happened. In 1999, domestic violence homicide involved service members brought calls for increased attention to domestic violence within the military and new approaches in the military response, because, as you know, as we went to war and as the military, as the soldiers came home, you were beginning to hear, you know, domestic violence. We were beginning to hear death and all kinds of reports that were not pleasing in terms of soldiers coming home and trying to indoctrinate themselves back into civilian life. Following a directive by Congress, the Department of Defense established the Defense Task Force on Domestic Violence. So between 2000 and 2003, the task force conducted a comprehensive examination of policies and practices related to the response of domestic abuse. By all major branches of military service, it made nearly 200 recommendations for changes in policies and practices that would establish an intervention process model on the prevailing civilian response to domestic abuse, with its emphasis on interagency coordination to improve victim safety and offender accountability. Remember, that is one of their core values, accountability. Strengthening local military and civilian community collaboration in preventing and responding to domestic violence was among the 9 key points in the strategic plan that the task force established to the Department of Defense. And so what that did is the task force then began to define what those core principles were for the domestic abuse intervention. So they did do their homework and come up with a task force for intervention as it related to the military branches. And so here are seven of the things that they implemented. One was respond to the needs of victims and provide for their safety. Number two was hold offenders accountable, because we all need to be accountable for our actions. Number three was consider multicultural and cross-cultural factors. Number four was consider the context of the violence and provide a measured response. That's kind of self-explanatory, I guess, in terms of punishment for the crime. Coordinate military and civilian responses is number five. Number six is involve victims and monitor domestic violence services. And number seven was provide early intervention. And if you have been listening to Victory Against All Odds for some time, you know, the last couple of times we were on the air, we talked about prevention. In specific, we talked about child abuse prevention. But that's where the vision of Victory is going. We're going to go towards prevention. As I say that, I'm reminded that my first year anniversary is approaching for Victory Against All Odds, so I thank God for that. I don't know where the year went to. So I'm just grateful because as I've spent this particular year just laying groundwork for all the definitions of all the things that we talk about, the ultimate goal is to get to prevention, but I'm trying to reach those that are still silent, that are still stuck. So I've really just kind of been doing over and over and just bringing different aspects. So here we are now talking about military and domestic violence. And so then the question becomes, what is domestic violence? And we talked about domestic violence some time ago. So let me just kind of give you a little refresher, and then we're going to get into some discussion. We defined domestic violence as domestic abuse, spousal abuse, battery, family violence, intimate partner violence, which is a pattern of abusive behaviors by one partner against another in an intimate relationship, such as marriage, dating, family, or cohabitation. Domestic violence also has many forms, so we have to include those forms as well because we've got layers. So if we include those forms, then we've got to incorporate physical aggression, assault. An assault would be hitting, kicking, biting, shoving, restraining, slapping, throwing objects of that matter, or threats. There are sexual abuse, emotional abuse, controlling or domineering, intimidation and stalking, passive and co-ed abuse. And just in case you're wondering what that is, that would be like neglect, you know, just pure neglect. You did not do what you were supposed to do. And neglect would be and include economic deprivation. And a lot of times we forget that. We forget that when you don't take care of your family, when you are not financially responsible, you're being abusive. That's what that really means. Now, can you only imagine that with alcohol consumption and mental illness? So we're going to lace that, all of that I just said, and now we're going to throw in mental abuse and alcohol or drug abuse. We throw that in the pot, too, and stir all that up. We got a hot mess, don't we? Certainly need prayer. Certainly need prayer. So this is why we're leading to this. Okay, so alcohol consumption and mental abuse adds to the abuse, and it presents additional challenges in eliminating domestic violence, because just as we want to eliminate child abuse, we're also needing to eliminate domestic abuse as well. And so that's why prevention is, you know, on its way down the road. So domestic violence also is not limited to the physical, but includes endangerment. So here we're going down a little bit deeper. We're going back in the vein. It includes endangerment. It includes criminal coercion. It includes kidnapping. It includes unlawful imprisonment. It includes trespassing. It includes harassment. And it includes stalking. Now, what are some of the causes of domestic violence? And so we're just kind of doing a little refresher here. The causes can be a single entity, or it can be layered. So it could be psychological. It could be a spirit of jealousy. It could be behavioral, you know. It could be social theory. And I can hear you by the spirit saying, Evangelist Benson, what is social theory? let's see if I can explain social theory. Social theory is like those external factors in offenders, like in their environment, their family structure, if you will, stress, social learning. So then you're like, okay, well, what's that? Social learning is like learned behavior. Okay, let's break it down like this. Learned behavior, of course, are those behaviors that people learn from observing, modeling after those behaviors. So if you grew up in a home where your father was controlling, violent towards, you know, your mother, and I'm not going to be prejudiced, I'm going to flip it. So it could be the other way around, you know. It could be where the woman was controlling. But this is a learned behavior that children pick up because children, of course, mimic what they see. So this is a learned behavior. So this is what we call social learning. This is what a social theory is. A lot of times that behavior that's negative was violent. So then if you grow up in a violent home, and I'm not going to say that just because you grew up in a violent home that you're going to be violent. I am certainly an exception to the rule. But the statistics go way up, and the odds are truly against you. So we talk about power and control. And then the last one, which was number 5 in terms of causes of domestic violence, is mental illness. And some types of the mental types of psychotic disorder, it could be borderline personality, it could be antisocial personality disorder, it could be bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, which is a lot of times underdiagnosed. And, of course, again, we lace that with drug abuse and alcohol. That's a mess. So those are some of the causes of domestic violence. And then when you throw military in, all that they have seen, what happens is they come home after they've been through, seen so much trauma. Thank you, Brother Dre. This is good awareness. It really is good awareness. After you've seen so much trauma and after you've been through things and your fellow soldiers have fallen, you've seen them fall up, you've stepped on mines, you've been ambushed, and, you know, you're just in this mode, you know, for how many years, and then you're trying to come home to civilian life and there is no intervention, you are set up for disaster. And so I've always said that there needs to be the briefing. There needs to be that moment in there where there needs to be therapy. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think that the whole family needs to go through that process, not just the soldier. I think that soldier definitely needs some intervention, and they need to talk about what they've been through. They need to be able to get that off their shoulders. Remember, we talked about all those kinds of things in reference to getting things out. you know, writing things down. And so I think that is just very healthy to be able to get it out and use your tools, those tools that I have given you. And if you don't know what those tools are and you're curious, go back to Domestic Violence on Victory Against All Odds and just listen to those episodes. I gave you a whole series on different types of tools and how to handle stress and understanding. I think that they also need some type of psychiatric evaluation as well. And, you know, and maybe some of this can be prevention if they take the time to find out these things before they go, before they sign up. That definitely would be a way of screening. And then when we get to the end of the thing, hallelujah, then we won't have so much to fight, because truly it is definitely a topic and a concern and something that definitely needs to be dealt with. And I think that what saddens me is a lot of times they come home and they are just forgotten. And I say that because as a social worker, I used to work with the homeless. And some of the displaced homeless people were displaced soldiers who were wounded. And they didn't have any government support. They were living on the street. And it just grieved my spirit because they couldn't get no services. And I would oftentimes have to go all the way back and just get their Social Security numbers, and they would talk about nightmares and night terrors and, you know, and as you know on the news, you've heard of the many horror stories of men who have killed their families, their whole family, children included. And so I solicit to you all today that we pray. That we need to lift up our men and women who fight for us, who go to war for us to keep us safe, to keep us out of harm's way, to fight the enemy, just as we are soldiers. I think this is just so parallel to us in the body of Christ, because we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we have weapons. And a lot of times we lose the battle because we don't use our weapons. Our weapons to destroy the enemy. And a lot of times our soldiers die because they don't know who the enemy is, because perhaps government didn't tell them exactly where the enemy lie. So are we in the spiritual realm. We sometimes don't know what we're fighting, and so we live a defeated life. And so my job in the body of Christ, one, is to lift up leaders, and two, to also be a prayer warrior and to fight and to go to battle against the kingdom of darkness. Okay, don't let me start preaching, because that's not what I intended to do here. But at the same time, we as believers in the body of Christ must fight against the kingdom of darkness. And we know that the story goes that we, in the end, we win. It's a process. But we have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and we must be on one accord, hallelujah. And as we are endowed with power on the day of Pentecost, they were all on one accord. And when we are on one accord and when we fight that fight together, then we win, and the enemy is always defeated, and he's under our feet. And so I'm trying to figure out how to do this. I want to open all the lines so that we can all have conversation and pray, but I don't want to clash with the echoing at the same time. 770, I think I might know who this is. Praise the Lord, this is Evangelist Ben, you're on the air. 770 area code. Hello.
Oh. Praise the Lord. Evangelist, how are you? This is Prophetess Desiree. I was just listening in and waiting for prayer to begin.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So I guess everybody's waiting for me to start the prayer off. Amen. And what I wanted to do is just could do a, you know, just everybody just kind of will just jump in. And so we want to just lift up our soldiers and come against the kingdom of darkness as always. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, we come, oh God, and we bind and cast out all the enemy, oh God, and we just lift up our soldiers on today, Father God. We lift them up, oh God, and we undergird them with prayer on this evening, Father God. We had a hedge of protection around them, Father God, and we renounce, oh God, and we annihilate all curses, all evil spirits, oh God, everything that's known and unknown, oh God, against the enemy, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we ask you, oh God, to cover them with your precious blood, oh God. Father God, we ask that you bring them home, oh God. Father God, we ask that you deliver them from all forms of destruction, oh God, that would come their way, oh God. Father God, we ask that you protect their families in the name of Jesus, oh God, their children, oh God. Father, we ask that you cover their minds, oh God. Father God, that you cover their hearts, oh God. Father God, that they begin to know you, oh God, and that they understand, hallelujah, oh God, that they can do nothing without you, oh God, that in all things, oh God, that they can trust you, oh God, and if they just take hold, oh God, of you, oh God, and that they learn and depend on you, oh God, that you order their footsteps in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they can come home, oh God, and that they can fight the good fight, oh God, and that they can win, oh God, that they have power over the enemy in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask that you cover them, oh God. Father God, we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God. We thank you for this hour, oh God. We thank you for each and every soldier, oh God. Father God, covering all the armed forces, oh God. Every four branches, oh God. Father God, around the world, oh God. In all seven continents, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this day, oh God, a day of memory, oh God. We celebrate our soldiers, oh God, those that are gone on, oh God, those that didn't make it, oh God. We ask that you cover their families, oh God. We lift their families in prayer, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, oh God, for just keeping their minds, oh God, keeping them sane, oh God. Father God, that we ask that you, Father God, cover me in precious blood, oh God. We bind up everything that's not like you, oh God. We bind up, oh God, the fact that they would come home with their limbs locked, oh God. Let them come home whole, oh God. Let them return the way that they went, oh God. Father God, in their right mind, oh God. Father God, without dismembered limbs, oh God. In their, we bind up everything that would cause them to be distressed, oh God. That would cause them to have night terrors. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, oh God. We pray, oh God, against the power of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for who you are and what you're doing, oh God, in this season, oh God, in the body of Christ as well, oh God, in this time, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, because we are frontline soldiers, oh God, in the army of the Lord, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. Prophetess Desiree, do you mind praying? Hallelujah.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I was just having a little trouble with my phone just a minute ago. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will quicken us to hear your voice, O Lord, and to lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. I come to you in humility and in fear and trembling and seeking your truth, Lord. I come to you in gratitude and in love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord. Strong man called spirit of rejection, spirit of antichrist, spirit of error, spirit of seducing spirit, spirit of bondage, spirit of death, spirit of divination, spirit of dumb and deaf, spirit of incest, spirit of rape, spirit of familiar spirit of fear, spirit of pride, spirit of Leviathan, spirit of heaviness, spirit of infirmity, spirit of jealousy, spirit of lying, spirit of perverse spirit, Yeah. And spirit of whoredoms, I rebuke you and bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, along with all of your works, your fruits and your tentacles, oh God, the links that are in our presence, the presence of anybody we have prayed for on this day, every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies, in our homes, oh God, in our ministries, oh God, in our buildings and on our properties, and if anyone who has pets and in their pets, oh God, and I loose you to go where Jesus Christ sends you. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over myself and each and every person that is on this line on today, that is listening in, oh God, for the soldiers, oh God, that fight in our armies, put themselves first as living sacrifices for us, oh God, in our homes, oh God, in our workplaces, as our protection, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to destroy any familiar spirit that has allowed any of these demonic strongmen into their presence, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that all of your works, any parts or tentacles or any links are now dead works in our lives, oh God,
yes,
and the lives for any and every person which we have prayed for on today. I declare that your power over any and all of us is broken in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to break all generational and word curses that have been placed, that we have placed on ourselves or that have been by others in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you to loosen to each of us the spirit of adoption, the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit of truth, the spirit of resurrection, life, and life more abundantly, the Holy Spirit and his gifts. Heavenly Father, I ask you to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. I ask you to fill each of us with all of the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love and your joy, your peace, oh God, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, I ask you to fill each of us, everyone which we are praying for, continue to pray for, and will pray for today and on every day to come, oh God, with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover each of us with your presence, oh God, your anointing, your power, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship and praise before you, and I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over each of us. And each and every person which we lift up in the name of Jesus and whom we pray for on this day and the days to come, from the top of our heads, O God, to the soles of our feet, I apply the blood of Jesus over the airways that surround us, O God, over our telephone lines, O God, over our homes, O God, over our troops, O God, over our leaders, O God, over our armies, oh God, over our, oh my God, over our ministers, oh my God, over our prophets, over everyone which you have called into your dutiful service, oh God, in the phone line frequency, oh God, on your broadcast, which you have blessed each and every one of us with, oh God, I apply the precious blood of Christ Jesus as our protection, and I ask you to render powerless and harmless, oh God, and nullify the power, destroy the power, cancel the power of any evil spirit, any demonic spirit, any demonic strong man, any messenger of Satan that tries to come into our presence. Oh, God, and I lift up the little children, oh, God. I lift up the ones because they cannot take care of themselves, oh, God. I lift up our orphans to you, Lord God, that you would release your angels as a hedge of protection around them, oh, God, that you would bless them with families that love them, oh, God, that you would have someone to pour into their lives, oh, God, all the love that you have for them, oh, God, that you would send a rightful servant and overseer, oh, God, to be in their lives, oh, God, to save them and pull them out of the oppression, my God, for you says you love your little ones, my God, and anyone who hurt them, oh, God, shall burn in the very pits of hell. I lift them up now to you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. I pray and plead the blood of Jesus over their lives right now. Touch them now, Lord. Touch them now, Lord. Give them the love that they have been missing, oh, God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray now that every act of Satan, oh God, every act of the strong man, oh God, are pulled down now and they are cast into the abyss from whence they came, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch everything in our homes, oh God, everything in our ministries, oh God, everything in our lives right now, God, we ask that it's not of you that you remove, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, in our marriages, oh God, in our finances, oh God, in our ministries, oh God, everyone who is experiencing a hardship, oh God, I ask you to touch them right now, oh God. I ask you to touch them right now, oh God. Touch their finances, oh God. Keep in their hearts the hope for which they have, oh God, in you. For you say that your word would not return void. You will never let it fall to the ground. And I declare and decree, and I stand on the prophecies which you give to me, God, that when you say it will be done, it is done in the earth and in the heavens, oh God. It is done in the spirit realm, oh God, and it will manifest itself on the earth. Oh my God, in Jesus' holy name, I pray this now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak it and declare it into the atmosphere, oh God, that you will bring a shift in the lives of everyone who is listening on this broadcast, oh God, and anyone who's going through it, a time of oppression, oh God, that you would make a shift happen in their life, oh God, for I know that you are God of your word, and I know, oh God, the prophecies which you've given me. I stand on those prophecies because I believe in you, Lord God. You are the author and the finisher of all things. You are the Alpha and the Omega, oh God, and anything and everything can be done through you, because it's you who possess the power. It's you who possess the power to bless, oh God. It's you who possess the power to take away, and I speak it right now. I speak it right now that whatever they ask, oh God, you will give them, oh God. You will change their hearts, oh God. You will renew their spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, amen and amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 706, you want to pray.
Good evening, sister. This is Dr. Dew.
Praise the Lord.
Excellent program. Excellent program. I think one of the key things you said tonight was, to me, was the key when you said that we are like the military in that, you know, you kind of liken being saved to the military or conversely so. And I thought that is a pretty neat way of putting it, particularly when you acknowledge that all have sinned and all have come short of the glory of God. And all 7 billion people on the planet are imperfect. Yeah. And that whether we're saved or not saved, we still need to seek the Lord, and that He has given us the choice of our life. And I thank you for dedicating this program to the military, to the armed services, to this day, and to these different service organizations and units, and for what they're doing. Because without them, we would not be free in America. We would have a 9/11 every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about the rape and the pilfering that goes on in the foreign countries, we would see it here. And that's, of course, what the devil would like to see. But I believe God has blessed us to be free so that we can pray, so we can acknowledge Him, so we can bring peace, joy, and happiness and understanding to those who will receive it. So this was an excellent way of doing it. And yes, domestic violence is real. As you know, I suffered it. You suffered it with my cousin when she was killed, and her 3 children, all in the same night by a man. And so whether it be a man that is doing it or a woman, it's real. And so we are just so thankful for those that have gone over. But I think the key thing you said also, the other key, was if there could be a way to wrap their arms around understanding the psychic of these individuals, understanding their whole background, so that they'll know if this person has a proclivity, has this tendency towards this violence, so that they can and actually be able to inhibit that from happening. So I think that's excellent in terms of prevention, and we need to see more of those efforts. I know it's costly, but you know, where are our priorities? And so I am going to pray, but I wanted to just compliment you on bringing that together, because it is an unfortunate thing. But as the word says, be angry and sin not.
Amen.
And the problem comes when the sin comes in. So, Father, I thank you for our sister, her standing on this and coming forth with this effort and endeavor. I thank you for those who are in the military who have heard this prayer, who've heard this program, who've heard the prayers that have gone forth, and the words, that they be encouraged to know that they are doing what they've been called to do. Give them strength, give them courage, and bless them, Lord, and especially those when they've gone through those various tours of duty and they are returning home. Keep them, Lord. Keep their minds, keep their bodies, keep them, Lord, that they not fall prey to and victims to these kinds of things, of this misbehavior. Help them to seek out help. Help them to find someone that will talk. Let there be individuals like Evangelist Donnie, who will be there to talk to them and get them help, and then make available those various things that are there. Let them find them. Because, Lord, I know that there's many, many resources, but so often people just don't know how to get to them, or it's not the right advertising. But, Lord, marry the two. Bring them together so that our men and our women that are serving this country so faithfully around, as the prophet said, the seven continents, serving all over, even though still in Korea. Oh, God, just be with them. And just give them encouragement. And then those that are here that are maimed, that are in various parts and situations, lift them up, Lord. Let there be someone to say a word throughout the year, not just today, but as we go on each week when we see a service man or service woman or someone that has served, let's just say to them, thank you, and be genuine about that, because it has given us the freedom and the ability to do the things that we do as we serve you, as we come before you with thanksgiving. So, Father, we thank you for this hour. I know that the time is running short, but I thank you for this hour and for this woman of God, that you would continue to bless her, to guide her, and direct her paths as she brings forth these relevant issues for today. We give you thanksgiving. We give you praise, we give you honor, in the mighty name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'll be going over the Mr. Bonnie, are you going to pray?
Yes, I'll pray.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. Oh, God, we come to you boldly through the throne room of grace. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to look on our soldiers on today, the ones in the military, the ones in the army. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, yeah, that are by Saha Sharamasi. Hi, Nikko, but we shall hide it, Gabasai. Oh, God, we pray you give them strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, you know them one by one, name by name. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let them look up to you, who's the author and the finisher of their faith. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you'll bless them right now. Put an arm of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for this day, God, that you have made. And holy God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, in the name of Jesus. Have thine way, God. Look on them, hallelujah. Look on them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on their families in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them today, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord, for the men and women that's over there, God, fighting for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we magnify your name. We thank you today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my shalabasi, ayelabosaha. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, God. And, Lord, look on the ones, hallelujah, that have lost their lives. Look on their family. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Lord. Hallelujah, God. You say you never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. And, God, give the mother strength, God. Give the children strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Put a shield of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we glorify you today. We thank you today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Look on our president today, God, in the name of Jesus. Give him strength, God. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, to do those things that are pleasing in your sight, God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. We know today, God, you got all power in your hands on today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Lord, we decree that you will increase on today. And, God, we pray that our soldiers will come home in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift you up and we thank you, God, for every woman and every man, hallelujah, that's in war today. Hallelujah. Give them strength in the name of Jesus. They will be the soldier that you're calling for these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soldiers in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lord, Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, O God, for each one represented here today, O God. Father God, we praise you, O God, that each one, O God, that you supply all their needs according to your riches and glory, O God. Father, for you know what they have need of, O God. And Father God, I lift each and every one of them to you, O God. Father, we just thank you and we praise you, O God, that they are covered with your precious blood, O God. Father, we thank you and praise you. We know that you are the beginning and the end, O God. We thank you, O God, for whatever it is that they have need of, O God, that you are a supplier, O God, Father God, and that they shall lack nothing in the name of Jesus, O God, that you put a hedge of protection around them, O God, and that you lift each and every family member up to them, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We ask that you touch Dr. Du, O God, Father God, even way over there down in California, Father God, whatever he has need of, O God. And Father God, we ask that you lift up each and every ministry, O God, that is represented here today, O God. Father God, that you bless them, O God. Father God, that their cups run over in the name of Jesus, O God. And we thank you, O God, Father God, for the abundance, O God. We thank you for prosperity in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, O God. Father God, as we continue, O God, to fight the good fight, O God, as we continue, O God, to do frontline battle, O God. Father God, as we even lift up, hallelujah, O God, our president, as one has said, O God. Father God, that you cover him in your precious blood, O God, that he come, Father God, into the knowledge of you, O God, that he understands, hallelujah, O God, that he can do nothing, O God, without you, O God. Father God, we thank you right now, O God, for all, Father God, that you have done for each and every one of us, O God, in our homes, in our families, in our ministries, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we renounce, O God, the workings of Satan right now. His evil works are canceled in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we thank you for releasing your Holy Spirit, O God. Father God, we thank you because we know that we are redeemed, O God, from all evil destruction, O God. Father God, then we bind up every python spirit in the name of Jesus, O God. And Father God, every spirit of Jezebel that would come our way, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we thank you, we praise you, O God, right now in the name of Jesus, O God. We praise you, O God. We put our trust in you, O God. Father God, for we know that there is no other help, O God, that we know, O God, other than you, O God. And Father God, we walk, O God, not according to what we can see, O God, but that our hope, O God, and our faith is in you, O God, that you have us in the hollow of your hand, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we thank you, O God, hallelujah, O God, for who you are, O God, not just the benefits, O God, for just being God, O God. Father God, that you sent your son to die on the cross for us, oh God, and we thank you for that, oh God, that you released a precious gift, hallelujah, oh God, called the Holy Ghost, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, that you have endowed us with power and from on high, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless your holy name on this day, oh God, hallelujah, and we're going to end this, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, Father God, with music, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, and I thank you, oh God, for giving this, oh God, this right here, oh God, this show, oh God, that you gave it to me in a dream, oh God, and you woke me up this morning and you told me to do this, oh God. These were your instructions, oh God, because you know that I have lifted up victory against all odds to you, oh God, and Father God, without you, oh God, I am nobody and nothing, oh God, so I thank you, oh God, that you have given me instructions, oh God, Father God, for today, oh God, May 28, 2012, oh God. God bless each and every one of you, oh God, and have you a great day, oh God, and a great week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Why don't you accept it?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise each and every one of you for joining me on this evening. Here we go. This is just you.
Got it! I gotta give him glory. bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.
Good night.